I'm David Martin Davies, and coming up on The Source, the race for Texas governor is now set with incumbent Republican Governor Greg Abbott versus Democrat Gina Hinojosa. Abbott is still the favorite, but Hinojosa is showing movement in polling, making this race much tighter than many expected. Hinojosa, a Democratic state representative from Austin, a former civil rights and labor lawyer, she is framing the race around protecting public education, opposition to Abbott's school voucher plan, doing something about the rising cost of living, and reproductive rights. Gina Hinojosa joins us to take your questions. This is a community conversation. We want to hear from you. That's what's coming up on The Source, but first, this news.
Support for The Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at uthealthsa.org.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. In the second half hour, we're going to be joined by San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones about putting together a new bond package that will be scaled down compared to previous years. But first, Gina Hinojosa is the Democratic nominee for governor, challenging Republican incumbent Governor Greg Abbott. Recent polling shows that Hinojosa, who is a state representative from Austin, is closing the gap and is down to single digits behind Abbott. Another poll from the Republican polling firm Ragnar Research Partners suggests that a large number of Republican voters who participated in the last four GOP primaries will not vote in the midterm elections because they're unhappy with the direction of the Republican Party and where it is taking the country. So to get to reaction to this and other issues, we're joined by Representative Hinojosa, Democratic nominee for governor. And Representative Hinojosa, welcome to The Source.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
And so our phone lines are open. We're going to take calls from our listeners, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. So Representative Hinojosa, what do you see happening with this polling?
The poll shows that people are very unhappy with Greg Abbott and they want change. In all the polls that are released, he cannot break 50%, yet he's been there for 12 years, and it's 12 years too long. Texans are struggling. We have the most people who are disconnected from their electricity of any other state because they can't pay their bills. We have the most uninsured. San Antonio itself just experienced a real decrease in their coverage and the amount that they have to pay when it comes to their health insurance because of what's happened at the federal level. And it hits Texas harder than most places. We have the most uninsured children. All of this, despite the fact that our property taxes have gone up 75%, yet schools, again, are shutting down all over this state. San Antonio is experiencing that in a big way, but more than 100 schools across the state are shutting down. We have more than 150 school districts at 4 days a week. So things are bad. And we are a hardworking people in Texas. We work more than the national average, in fact. We put in the grit. We deserve the American dream. We deserve to be able to pay our bills when we work hard and own our own home and, yes, have children and send them to college and be able to retire with dignity someday. And right now, that dream is out of reach for too many working Texans.
I want to ask you about this Ragnar Research Partners result, saying that a large number of Republican voters who participated in the last four GOP primaries, these are, you know, hard red Republican voters, they're saying that they're very dissatisfied. They will not vote in the midterm elections. Some are actually saying they're considering voting for the Democrats because they're unhappy with what is happening with the direction for the Republican Party in the country. What does that tell you?
It tells me that this is not a partisan election. This is an election about people needing relief. And at this point, it is like 99.9% of us against 15 dudes at the top who are taking more and more of our hard-earned money. And people are angry. They're done with the establishment politics. They're done with politics as usual, and they want change. And Greg Abbott offers more of the same. So we are appealing to all voters. We're talking about ways that we can put more money in your pockets. We can bring down costs. We can have strong public schools Again, this is about being a governor for all Texans, not just Democrats, but all Texans.
So you are gaining ground in the polling, we've seen. But this is before, I think, you know, Abbott has really turned on his machine. He has a huge war chest. It just boggles the mind how much money he has. And as I understand it, there's opposition research, and they were trying to get some of your high school bikini pictures. Is that right?
Well, something like that. Look, it is desperate. It goes to show that they know they are in trouble. They are peddling in filth because Greg Abbott's record is trash. And I just went through that record. People know it. Greg Abbott has been there 12 years. He has been in office since the year after I graduated from high school. And I'm 52 years old. It's too long. People want change. They are desperate and grasping at straws. And really, that is an indication of that. Also, that allegation that I was partying in Resacas in South Texas, like it is laughable. Nobody parties in Resacas in South Texas. If you're from South Texas, if you're a 956er, you know, people don't swim in Resacas. So it's just nonsense. And we're going to stick to the issues.
Yes. Yeah, so you grew up in Brownsville, went to high school in Brownsville, and they somebody posted on social media that y'all used to party together in high school, that you were super cool, and that and that she has pictures, Polaroids from back in the day, and they were reached out by the Abbott campaign. Hey, can we get those pictures?
Yeah, I don't even think I need to comment on that anymore. It is so silly.
Well, it's unfortunate. Isn't it kind of cringe?
It is cringe, right? It is. It is unfortunate. And it just goes to show that these people are desperate. Look, people don't care about what I did in high school 35 years ago. People care about how we're going to make their life easier. The economy is hard in Texas, and it shouldn't have to be this way. Texas is a world economic powerhouse. It is the people of Texas who have built that power. We should share in the fruits of our labor. That's what this election is about.
No Democrat has won the Texas governor's mansion since Ann Richards in 1990. So what's different now? Is there anything different now that Democrats can kind of hang on to, that this is going to be the year where that streak is broken?
What is different now is just the evidence on the ground. The polling is showing it. The elections we are winning as Democrats all across this state in the last few months shows that something is different. Democrats are winning where we haven't won in a long, long time, sometimes ever, right? Everybody knows about Tarrant County, where Democrats swung a Republican state Senate seat by 31 points to flip it. That's Taylor Rimet is our new senator from Tarrant County, which is supposed to be the most Republican county in all of the country. But that's happening everywhere. It's happening in Pearland, where we just flipped the mayor's seat. It's happening in Arlington, in Denton, in Scythe Fair, in Leander. And so, yeah, something is happening in Texas. And so in that way, it is different than other years where we have had our hopes dashed, because we have real evidence of the change. It's happening before our eyes.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're speaking with the Democratic nominee for governor. We did reach out to Governor Greg Abbott's office, the Republican incumbent who is seeking re-election again. We invited him to come on the program at any time he wants. He has an open invitation. We have invited him in the past, and we have never gotten him to accept the invite, but we do send those invites, and we do make it available to him and any other Republican who wants to come on and defend their record and talk about their vision for Texas. So that happened, but now we do have the Representative Gina Hinojosa, the Democratic nominee for governor. Just because the Republican doesn't want to come on doesn't mean we're going to silence the Democrat. Okay, that is their choice, and so we're going to open up and educate voters about what's happening out there. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call, 833-877-8255. 833-TPR-TALK. We have Henrietta on the board, and Henrietta, we'll get you on the air when we come back. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, back in 1 minute.
Support for TPR comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' compensation provider committed to helping Texas communities and emphasizing safety. More at texasmutual.com/texansgetit.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. In the next half hour, we're going to be joined by San Antonio Mayor Gina Ortiz-Jones. But right now, we have a different Gina, Gina Hinojosa, Democratic nominee for governor, state representative from the Austin area. And we're taking your calls. If you have a question for the candidate, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. And let's go to Henrietta. And Henrietta, you're on the air.
Hi, Gina, first let me tell you how proud I am of you that you took this effort to run, because it takes a lot of guts for us Latina women to stand up, and that's one of the things that I do. But also in the schools, let's say Edgewood Independent School District, the superintendent has been there for 7 years and has a D-minus rating. How can they give him a new contract when he has a D-minus rating? And our school district, San Antonio Independent School District, they don't pay attention to, if you lose a child, how can you track that child and bring him back to school? Because these charter schools are not even educating them well.
All right, Henrietta, thank you for that question. So as governor, if elected, Gina Hinojosa, you would appoint, I think, the education commissioner. And the current education commissioner is replacing school boards. We're seeing allegations that they're privatizing public education. What would you do about that?
Well, I want to thank Henrietta for caring about our public schools. The first thing I would do on day one is fire the current Texas Education Agency Commissioner, Mike Morath. We need an educator in that position. Our schools are struggling. We have, again, over 100 schools shutting down, 150 school districts that are at 4 days a week of school. Our schools are operating at more than $10 billion below what they were able to buy in 2018 because of inflation. We know teachers have left in droves. We know we are now hiring less certified teachers. So the majority of our teachers that are being hired in our public schools are not certified teachers. We know that has an impact on student achievement, and we know our kids are falling behind. And yes, that is happening all over the state. I don't know the specifics of what is happening in that one school district, but I will say statewide, we have a crisis, and we need a governor who's going to focus on saving Texas schools. It starts with having someone at the very top who is educated about how to save our schools, who's educated how to make sure our kids are receiving a world-class education, and somebody who has an interest in making sure that our public schools are strong, as opposed to privatizing with those public school dollars.
Let's go to Laura on the phones. Laura, you're on the air.
Hi, Gina. I've got a question for you. If you could give us a brief outlook of your first 100 days plan, especially where it might concern a statewide action about our water resources, because like what's happening down in Corpus Christi is very concerning, but I don't think it's a one-off. Thanks.
Laura, thank you for the call. So, Gina Hinojosa.
Laura, thank you for that question. Yes, what is happening with water across the state is a big concern, and it speaks to a larger concern that we talk about, that I talk about in this campaign, and I call it the Greg Abbott corruption tax. It's not that we're not spending enough and paying enough into the system as taxpayers. We have really high taxes. In fact, our property taxes have gone up 75% under Greg Abbott. It's that money is going to serve the interests of global corporations and not the people of Texas. The Corpus Christi water crisis is an example of that. So there is enough water in Corpus Christi for the citizens of Corpus Christi to live and drink in their homes. But industry guzzles two-thirds of it. And for instance, the worst offender is an out-of-state Saudi plastics plant that now operates in Corpus Christi. It was built with subsidies from the taxpayers of Texas. So taxpayers are paying for this Saudi plastics plant to operate in Corpus Christi. It is guzzling all the water. This is Greg Abbott's economic plan for Texas. It is about investing in global corporations and not the people of Texas. I am pro-business, but we need balance, and we especially need balance when it comes to water because we are seeing all across the state that water is big business. And the governor of Texas needs to ensure that first and foremost, there will always be water to drink and live for the citizens of Texas. And that is my promise.
Let's go to another caller. The number is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. If you've got a question for Gina Hinojosa, the Democratic nominee for Texas governor, and we'll go to Ray. And Ray, you're on the air.
Hi. So my comment and question is this. I'm tired of Governor Abbott focusing on national politics. I want to know what you're going to focus on, what Texas issues you're going to focus on.
Right, Ray, thank you for that. So Gina, what are your focus?
Ray, we're all so tired of the national politics, right? It's just noise, and it's not about doing right by the people of Texas. So this is my plan. First, save Texas schools by wiping clean all the corrupt vendor contracts where our taxpayer money is going. People who are connected to the governor are winning more and more of our state taxes instead of putting that money into the classroom to pay teachers their worth. This is not rocket science. The problem is, and the reason why we are not doing this under Greg Abbott is because his billionaire friends don't get rich off of paying teachers their worth. So I filed a bill last session to DOGE, the Texas Education Agency, to look at all the contracts, all the hiring at the bureaucracy level at the state, wipe clean that money and use that money to pay teachers their worth. Second, we have a health care crisis in Texas. We have the most people without health insurance of any other state, and it has been that way for too long under Greg Abbott. We need to, at minimum and first, ensure every Texas child. We do that by expanding Medicaid, pulling down those federal dollars that you and I have already paid into the system as Texans. But unfortunately, Gavin Newsom is taking that money and paying for health insurance for Californians. We need to take that money back to invest in our own, and we need to start with our children. Also, those of us who have health insurance are faced more and more with paying more and getting less. It's harder and harder to see the doctors we need and get the medication that we need. So my plan is to ban bad faith denials. When your insurance company bans a certain procedure, I was in Louisville yesterday talking to a cancer patient. Her insurance company declined the last six chemo treatments that her doctor ordered. She is a full-time worker, has paid health into her health insurance for a long time. She is a mother, and she has a small business running on the side. We're not asking for anything that is a handout. We're asking for what we already paid for, and that's what we need to do when it comes to health insurance. Those are my priorities. We also need to bring down the costs of utilities. We know that all of us are paying about $40 more a month on our electricity bill since Winter Storm Uri, when gas companies withheld the gas that our grid needed until they could make billions of dollars in hours. Greg Abbott let them get away with it, decided we would all foot the bill. He received a $1 million check from the CEO of one of those gas companies, and now we all pay about $40 more a month. He's decided we're gonna have more data centers than any other state. It is predicted that our electricity bills will go up about $600 a year when that happens. We need to make corporations pay their fair share in this state. That will bring down our utility costs and our electricity and our water costs. And so save Texas schools, ensure every Texas child, rein in the health insurance companies, and bring down our utility costs by reining in the corporations and making them pay their fair share.
Let's talk about redistricting. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down the Voting Rights Act. We've seen states, Louisiana, Tennessee, eliminate their minority districts for congressional districts. We know that that's probably what happened in the next legislative session, that they will do another round of redistricting and that they would eliminate many or if not all minority voting districts in Texas. Do you see it that way? And as governor, what could you do about that?
Yeah, they will absolutely do that. They have said already they're coming back next session to redraw the maps and understand that, yes, this impacts Texans in a big way because we do not have a voice in government if the politicians can keep rigging these maps, right? It should not be the politicians who are deciding who our voters are. It should be the people who get to decide who their elected officials are. And so this is a real threat to us, but there are national implications as well, because Texas will gain 4 to 5 more congressional seats by the end of the decade. And we know that it's because we're growing faster than every other state. We're growing faster than the blue states. So we will take those congressional seats from California, from New York, from the blue states. When that happens, conventional political wisdom is that there cannot be Democratic control of Congress, probably for a generation, because Texas becomes too big. The math no longer works. And because congressional seats equate to electoral votes, there cannot be Democratic control of the White House. So this is our last best chance to save our democracy, save our political power, save our voice. We have a governor in Texas who will veto their rigged map, then we can preserve the voice and the power of Texas
voters. So as governor, you would be able to prevent the redistricting of Texas?
Yes, I would veto any rigged map that is about ensuring one party wins, keeping people in their seats. It shouldn't be about that. It should be about making sure there is representation and people of Texas can decide who they want to represent them.
Do you think voters are going to care about that issue, about redistricting? Obviously, people are going to care about gas prices, food prices, jobs, things like that. But when we talk about, I mean, this could be the last time that many people will have representation in Congress if they're able to, if they redistrict Texas like they did to Tennessee, then this could be the end of the pretense of democracy in Texas.
Yes, and in this country. I don't know if that motivates voters as much, but it should motivate those of us who are engaged in issues of democracy. It should motivate people who care about this issue nationally, other people in other states who are trying to figure out how do we retain what is great about this country, and that is our power to decide our future. So our message to voters is absolutely about lowering costs, because we can't have the American dream if people can't afford to live and thrive in this state. But there is this other motive and urgency to making sure we elect a governor who has the interest of the people of Texas at heart.
This harsh redistricting to take out minority majority congressional districts is being called the new Jim Crow. Do you see it that way?
Well, yes, because there has been an effort in this last legislative session. They specifically, and when I say they, Greg Abbott and Texas Republicans specifically targeted congressional districts that are represented by African-American and Latino people. The majority African-American and Latino districts were specifically targeted. That was what the letter from the Attorney General at the time said they needed to do, was target these districts. And that is now allowed to happen by the U.S. Supreme Court. So absolutely, it will disproportionately impact voters of color, but
right. Also, and once they lose your voting rights, then you start losing all of your other rights as well. Gubernatorial candidate Gina Hinojosa, the Democratic nominee for governor, taking on Governor Greg Abbott. Thank you so much for joining us today. And that's The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies. Tim Gutierrez is the show's producer. Additional production support from Steve Short, Ruben Garcia, Yvette Benavides, and Dan Katz, Vice President of News. The Source is made possible with support from the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.